long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Explosion! Bail Bronda leads a small band of mercenaries in an attempt to take down a pair of Sith armored movers. Will the impulsive Mandalorian's plans go off without a hitch? Or will his volatile plan cost the life of one of his team members? All right, so Bail is rushing towards the... Are you rushing towards the one that was hit or was not hit? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm running away from him. You're going to the forest. Yeah, I'm running away from him.
So he's going to the forest, and you guys can see that soldiers are pouring out of the two machines trying to figure out what the heck just happened as a freighter slammed, basically glancing blow to one of them, damaging its leg so it can no longer walk. And they're pouring out. They're trying to set up a perimeter. They're just setting up positions, looking around, scouting to see if they see anybody. So what is happens next?
And then Bail turns on his comms. And he goes, phase two. Mulan, take care of him.
Okay. You're gonna need a lot of battery power on this.
Oh, wait, hold on. So his next phase is he calls out to Mulan to start firing.
Okay. So Mulan will fire from their position at the roughly 3 or 4 dozen soldiers that are on the ground, at least. So what kind of weapon is Mulan shooting? Andrew, this could be a specialty weapon that you think that Mulan would have made, because they are Mandalorian. They probably have a favorite weapon. Yeah. So even if it's not on the character sheet that I sent you, what do you think would be something they have? Are they one of those crazy missile launcher people? What do they got?
If I am up on a hill, I think that it would make sense if I had some sort of sniper of some kind.
Okay. I mean, you could easily, if you don't want to go sniper, you can do if you want to do rocket launcher grenade thrower, because you got like 50 people in front of you.
Yeah, you know what? I sure do have a rocket launcher.
It works for me, man. Why not?
That sounds fun.
Sure.
If you find the range is extreme.
Yeah, I would say that, one's loaded, and let's say I'll give you 2 more shots of it that you can have on your back. So 3 total shots of your rocket launcher before you switch to whatever secondary weapon you have. Alrighty, so Mulan pulls out and lines up a nice shot with the rocket launcher. And are you aiming at the armored movers, or are you aiming at the people?
I guess I'll go for the movers, because I feel like that's a bit harder to take out than some people. So that would be 2 yellows, a green. How tough is this?
Distance, you're probably either long or maybe even extreme distance on the shot. So
it is listed for extreme distance.
So that would be extreme is what, 4 purple?
Because
I know long is 3.
Extreme is looking like 4 purple.
So 4 purple. I'll give you 2 blue, because this is your signature weapon.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sure, sounds good.
And then
good.
If you want to upgrade,
here
you
we
can.
Go. And hedge my bets. There we go.
All right.
Success and advantage. All right,
so what type of damage does this thing do?
Let's see. So it does 22 damage.
Whoa. Okay.
It ignores 1 point of armor or 10 points of soak.
10 points, Jesus Christ. All right, so this thing has 4 armor, so you ignore once, that's -3. You said it does what, 20?
22.
Okay, you got one, so 23. So it does 20 points of, wow, that's half the whole threshold of one of these things. So what is it? So what does that look like as you, are you shooting the wounded one or the non-wounded one?
I think, would shooting the wounded one blow it up?
Yes, I would say shooting the wounded one would definitely finish it off. It'd make it unusable.
All right. Yes, then I'll be shooting for that one.
I thought it was already immovable.
No. This is making it where they can't even use it anymore. Because right now the guns still work and the communications still work. It just, its legs are broken. Oh. It can't move. So it's, they can still turn and shoot you guys, but they can't move anymore. And now this shot comes in and that classic Star Wars into the bridge all of a sudden just explodes the bridge of this thing and fire and smoke erupts from the roof of it, and the guns just kind of do that power down drop, and the soldiers are now spinning around knowing that there's a combatant out there, and we'll slide over to Bylo. And Bylo, what are you doing in this situation? You've lost your backpack full of explosives, so I don't know what else you have on you.
Yeah, so the explosives are out, and there's a lot of these people, sort you know, streaming out, getting pot shots taken up by snipers. I think Bylo's going to do what Bylo does, and he's going to go up on the nearest ridge, unload his heavy blaster or machine gun or equivalent, and just open fire, shouting, "You dropped ship on the wrong VIP continent, you gas-faced bunch of imperial loogie liquor!"
All right, so go ahead and take that shot. I don't know what weapon you're pulling from the thing, but I trust you to choose the right appropriate weapon. And
I think just the one.
Okay, if there's another weapon you think would be a more Bylo-esque weapon, this is like, you know, a hero weapon type situation. I would not say that his bag of explosives was his hero weapon. So what would be his hero weapon?
What is listed is a... Oh, Jesus, this might be a little too strong. It's listed as a... the thing we base this off of, it lists it with a Z6 rotary cannon,
all right,
which seems a little... Let's try it.
Do it. Yeah.
All right, so...
Because we haven't gone into phase 3 yet.
There may not be a phase 3.
God forbid we get to phase 4.
No, phase 4.
Does that weapon have, long range or...
It's long range. It's a heavy weapon. Damage 12, critical 4.
Okay, so go ahead and roll against the long range. And yeah, that'd be 3 purple against your whatever your shooty skill is.
Blue die from the fact that they are disoriented and already getting hit from all sides.
Yeah, you get the 2 blue because it's your signature weapon, and yeah, I'll give you another blue because they're disoriented from the last attack. Three blue.
Oh, lovely. We might not be dead after all.
Nope. Well, we might be after phase 3.
Go through enough phases and eventually we'll die. Exactly. 709. The mission never really ended.
All right, so...
2 successes.
All right, does that thing have a crit of anything that we hit it, or no? I don't know what the crit rating on that weapon is.
Auto fire. Oh, wait. Oh, dang it. This requires prepare. I don't think...
We'll skip that. That's fine. I don't mind you being... We'll say you were prepared.
Yeah. He was... Yeah, there we go.
I mean, we did the have time to plan this out, so...
Okay.
The user... Okay, so auto fire is listed as... Okay, I can increase the difficulty of the attack. I just won't spend it on...
Okay.
This is critical before it.
Okay.
But it does do... 12 damage.
Nice, okay.
Jesus.
12 damage plus 2, so that's 14 damage. Okay, so Yeah, what does it look like as you mow down, we'll say, a small, like, grouping of soldiers? We'll say about a, say like a handful of them are just taken out by the, these shots.
So, yeah, Bilo has jumped onto the ridge where he has emplaced his gun, shouts off his insult. You drop ship on the wrong Vakeman continent, you get straight a bunch of Imperial loopy lickers, as we said before, and just begins... It's kind of like that, you know, sort of the classic Rambo scene where it's just him being, his arms are being moved back and forth by the force of him, just spraying either lasers or bullets. Bullets down onto the tarmac, just cutting a swath through this. Obviously, in pure action movie form, they are all quite close together for some reason, and are just a swath cut out of these people as they go scattering across the field.
All right, cool.
And Pip, I imagine, is beeping happily.
Oh yeah, Pip has free reign. Okay. Like I gave him the pew pew command.
Okay, so we'll go over to Bail. What is Bail doing as explosions and bullets are raining around you?
Bail, so Bail is trying to run through some trees to get some good, where we left off with him was he was looking back to see if they're going to be chasing after him. Are they going to be chasing after him?
No, I would say with the explosion of the one and then the gunfire from above, they're kind of hunkering back inside the armored transport trying to get coverage because they're getting shots from both sides. So they're probably not really worried about the drunk guy running into the woods.
Well, if they're not focused on me, then there's going to be a little change of the plan.
Okay.
So Bail notices that they're all running towards their moves.
Sure.
Bail immediately turns around and starts running towards the movers, who I would think are now just stopped and trying to get their people back on board.
One is on fire, and then, the other ones are probably... just kind of scurrying, trying to get either back inside or get coverage to start taking shots, which they're going to be doing with their big guns in a minute, at the people they think are out there.
Great. So Bail runs towards the mover that isn't completely disabled.
Okay.
And gets to the side and starts attaching thermal detonators.
Okay.
To the side of this mover.
Okay. All right, so to have this happen, I'm going to need at least a stealth roll of some kind to see if you can get close enough to it. Because even though they're not chasing you, they're going to notice, you know, one of someone not in their clothing running at them. So either a stealth or have to do better for that. We'll do that to get close.
Okay, cool.
And then...
Yep. What's the difficulty? I would imagine that it's a smaller difficulty because they are highly distracted at the moment.
Because this would still be their vigilance, but I'd probably give you I'd give you a bunch of blues because they're going to be distracted. So
how many blues?
Well, it's going to be the same two red and a yellow check because that's their base vigilance. I will give you the one blue for being on Mandalore, and that's your home planet. I will give you two blue for the explosion and another blue at least for the gunfire. So that's four blue, we'll say.
Great.
And then you also have the ability to flip. I already got two reds.
I don't need the ability to flip right now because I'm at two yellows, one green, and five blue.
Yeah, against the two. I really want this to go bad for you. I'm going to go ahead and flip a dark side point and make it three reds.
Oh my god! Three successes and a despair.
Okay, so.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. So.
We're having time here.
You know how we talked about,
Flight Risk Headquarters?
We're not really a Star Wars podcast till somebody loses a limb.
Oh no.
I don't know if we're there or not. I'm trying to imagine because you definitely got there. You're planting your thermo What, almost a thermonuclear. That's not what they are.
Yeah.
It's thermal grenades.
Bale nukes the competition.
Yeah. So that is going up. And see, I am torn on what I want to do on this. I don't know how much of a jerk I want to be. I don't know.
Well, what does a despair actually do?
A despair to me is something goes horribly, horribly wrong. Not like, oh, this is like, because a threat is like, oh, you tripped and your shoe is now stuck. Or your hand is stuck in something. That's a threat. To me, a despair is something horribly, horribly wrong. This is something that you wouldn't want to happen. That's why they're so terrible. So for me, it would be a situation of either Bale literally getting his hand or arm stuck and possibly ripped off, or I have the mystery choice behind door number two. I'll let you decide. Does Bale lose a hand in this planting this thing? It gets stuck in maybe a moving wheel or something and it just crushes his hand. Or is it mystery number two?
Any hints for mystery number two?
Mystery number two, you keep your hand. No, I guarantee you, mystery number two, you come out of this unscathed. You have all your limbs still. There'll be something else horribly wrong that happens.
You know what? I like surprises. Let's go mystery number two.
All right. So, as Bale is implanting these grenades on to this large mover, he comes around the side and he sees that Pip has lodged himself onto the back of the mover and he is trying to take control of it mechanically. He is up on the back. He has done the R2-D2 flying little hover thing. And is trying to hack into this thing as the countdown on these things is going off. There's not enough time for Bale to let Pip know what's going on. Because as Bale's running away, he looks back and sees that black and gold color that he knows so well on the back of this mover as the explosions start to happen.
Oh my God, why? Oh no!
So let us roll some damage here, or we'll roll the attack and see how well these I keep calling them thermonukes. What are they called?
Thermal
detonators. I don't know why I go thermal nuke. I'm a completely different game. So you. So.
Never have I hoped for this to fail, Mr.
You chose door number two, Mr. I like surprises. So go ahead and roll me an attack with your grenade. We're going to see how much damage. There's going to be no real... let's see. What would be a challenge? Well, look at the armor of this thing. We'll say... what is the armor thing? The armor is 4. So what do you use for this attack? This is what? This is your...
I don't know.
Because you're not throwing it. You're basically planted them on there. So we're almost like checking damage.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Okay. So. How many did you plant?
Three.
Okay. How much damage do they do each?
Oh my God. So it's ranged light. It does 20 damage per detonator. 2 crit. Range short, encumbrance 1. It's got a blast 15.
Okay.
Breach 1.
Okay.
And limited ammo 1. I don't know what that means. But.
Yeah, that means you get one shot before you have to spend like a turn reloading. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, do you have, because this is
in vicious 4.
You're planning these things and it's not throwing them. Something this is more of. Either a warfare or maybe a mechanics check for you to make sure you're putting them in the right spot. So Is there a skill you think would be better for Bale, either mechanics, warfare? Because you're not throwing it. How would Bale know where to put the best, where best to plant these things?
Oh, he would. he's just putting it on the hull. He's just like, skill. Like snap, snap, snap.
Okay. What's your better skill, see. Mechanics or warfare?
Warfare. Oh, they're both the same. They're both
okay.
All right, so you're gonna roll your three green. And I will say,
you know what? We'll do because this does so much damage. We'll just say we got one off.
Okay.
Yeah. Instead of three.
Well, let's roll to see how successful you are. And if you have a really great roll, we'll say all three went off. Maybe only two of them go off, or only one of them go off. We'll see how many successful.
What's the difficulty?
We'll just say two. Get the blue dice because you're on Mandalore. We'll give you the Mandalore home bonus, and I'll give you the same two blue that I've been giving them because these grenades are your signature weapon now. So,
all right.
Cool. So three blues.
So it's three blues and three greens. Yes. Okay, against two.
And if you want to flip, you can flip. You have three light sides. If you want to make sure it's all on your side,
don't need it. So we got three successes and two advantages.
All right. So three successes. I will say three of those grenades land. So that's 60 points of damage to this thing, which only has a whole threshold trauma of 40. I assume system strain is something completely different because it's not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
But that's only combined 75. So, yeah, you essentially just blew off the side of this armored mover in a huge, huge explosion of just splintered metal all over the place. There's shrapnel. People are yelling and screaming. I'll have the rollover damage that's more than the ship could take out another, say two advantages. We'll say two little mini squadrons of troopers are going to be killed in this explosion too. So that's 12. How many did you get, Andrew?
Insert.
Oh, you shot the big mover thing, right? Okay, so yeah. You did that.
And then I blew it up.
And I'm not sorry, Nimoy. You took out another two, right? So 30. Okay, so you guys have killed about 70% of the soldiers right now with these two massive explosions. So does Bale do the hero dive thing as the explosion is behind him?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
it wouldn't be a bail moment if there wasn't.
So,
and he's going to strategically place himself behind the wreckage or near the, like, or behind like some wreckage from the previous.
Sure.
Transport.
Sure. I'll say there's some broken metal from the other explosion that you use as a shield as dust and metal and blood just kind of just fill the air from this massive explosion. Your ears are ringing from the sound of three of these massive grenades going off right at the same time. From above, Andrew, it's Matt Mallon. What's your character's name?
Milan.
From above Milan, you can just see like, your vision almost goes away for a second as it just becomes engulfed in smoke and fire as this thing just shudders and stops working. Bilo, you see from the other side, you don't see the explosion, but you just see the smoke erupt and the thing just lean to the side. And that's when you notice that Pip isn't there. And we go back to ground level and...
Oh, no.
Bale, you can hear soldiers scurrying about, and this is when I'm going to just do a quick generic attack as Bale's on the ground level to see if anybody actually hits it. Look at their abilities.
Well, I am behind cover. So.
Yeah, but they still saw you, and they can still they can still fire. You're going to have coverage, so you'll get the definitely advantage. Yellow and green. All right. What does coverage do? That gives that upgrades the difficulty, right? If I remember correctly?
I think it does.
All right, so it's usually going to be three purple because they're shooting from long, so that becomes that. I'm going to give them a couple blacks because it's chaos and anarchy. And we'll see if anybody actually hits you. So I'm rolling two yellow to green, one red, two purple, and two black to see if anybody can hit the crazy mad bomber. Okay. We have a failure and a triumph. So they do not hit Bail Branda, but they pound into that large piece of metal that Bail is hiding behind, and it has collapsed and is now pinned Bail to the ground. He is stuck under a large piece of metal that was maybe a huge side panel for this armored mover that was lodged into the ground when Milan blew up the other one. So Bail is now pinned underneath a piece of metal with soldiers that are aware of his location.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
We're going to go back to the top of the hill. I don't know. We'll say, does either Milan or Bailo want to go next? You guys want to flip a coin? You want to arm wrestle for it?
We can let Milan go first.
Sure. Okay. So, Milan, you still have the rocket launcher. I believe you also said you had another long-range weapon, we'll say that they have. So if you don't want to shoot the rocket launcher and try to, you know, accidentally kill Bail, or you can just, you know, if Bail's a casualty of war, you can just take a shot if you want.
Actually, before we go into this top...
Huh? Say it again?
Before we go into the top of the round, as I'm pinned...
Uh-huh.
Bailo, phase three.
Okay. Okay, does Bailo know what phase three is?
I think Bailo does. I don't know. Is phase three what I make of it, basically?
When we had our little conversation at the beginning of this episode, Bail had mentioned...
Oh my god!
Did you basically plant the explosion, the explosives in the places I told you to plant them?
More or less.
Oh.
Cool.
Really hope Bail isn't laying on one of them right now.
I really hope he's not either.
All right. So, what skill does Bailo use to put down, I assume, mines of some kind?
That feels accurate.
Okay, so that would be... That could be a warfare... That could be a deception. What skill do you think would be best?
I have a gunnery.
Well, gunnery, that's for shooting from a ship, right?
Good point. Yeah, because what this is based off of was not particularly built for explosions.
Well, we could say that Bailo, when you described him, he was an explosives kind of expert, what we're saying. So if you want to switch over that gunnery to a skill that's more useful, we can say instead of gunnery, we can just make that his explosive skill. And have you just roll a two yellow and a green.
How's your coordination?
Well, coordination would be like balancing on something and that kind of deal.
Oh, okay.
The standard skills that I have at actual ranks are two yellows and a green. I'll just take one yellow and two green.
We'll just literally switch the gunnery skill to a not labeled explosive skill. I guess one could say maybe we can use skullduggery, but I like making up skills as we go. So you're going to roll a two yellow and a green against. How well did you want these things hidden? Are they, like, impossible, no one would notice them? Were you casual with it?
That depends on what Bail asked for. Because Bailo, if it were up to him, would put them basically anywhere. But how did Bail want
it? How explicit were the instructions?
How explicit? Yeah. He wanted them hidden.
Okay. So that'll be a three purple check, then.
All right. I feel like this is a good time to flip a destiny.
Yeah, I'm going to flip one, too, because I like drama. So that's going to make it a one red, two purple, because we're seeing Bailo is a crazed madman that there's a good chance that he wasn't paying enough attention. You're going to get your Mandalore bonus of one since you're on your home planet. And yeah.
Oh, no.
All right.
Nimoy, this is a very, very pivotal moment. If Bail dies today, I will never, ever, ever forgive you for messing up the plan.
So of course Philo has to shout out. He as he's sort of, you know, continuing to sort of lazily lay down fire, get charged, you half-wit gaggle of weak-kneed shadow flinchers. And then quietly he opens up the little detonator button and says, "This one's for you, pipsqueak." And then we roll.
Yes!
One success, three advantages.
All right. All right. So, yes, we have these grenades going off. The ground is just like, looks like just popping like popcorn out of the ground, explosion after explosion.
It's done to the tasteful beat of some classical
some music. Classic Mandalorian like war chant or something. Is this being beaten out on some on grenade like drums?
Na na na.
Flares.
See,
I thought one of the soldiers pure wedding an air.
Can I suggest the alternative of Space Toxic by Space Britney?
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, I was thinking Womanizer by Britney Spears. That's just me, but okay.
Womanizer's also good.
So the explode,
like my.
How about Scotland?
Like my vision for this right now. It goes into slow mo, right? Mm-hmm. Bilo pushes the button, gives his little insult, pushes the button, and like they start going off very slowly one by one. Like you see like two troopers just go flying up in the air due to one explosion, and then another one with that one song that I was just that I was just like mouthing off, just like dan dan dan.
Oh, Blue Danube.
Dan 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 dan. And it's just like this whole fireworks display. There's like fear and shock on people's eyes, like, and you have Bale,
a shot
you have,
Bilo,
and then you have Bale who opens his eyes and he has this big shit eating grin on his face, and like his eyes just light up as like all the explosions are going off at the same time, even though he's like pinned to the ground, like he has his hands in the air, like what's his name. William Dafoe. Oh. Like, you know how there's that scene of William Dafoe where he's just like, it was a firefight! Like, Bale has his hands up in the air and, like, his eyes light up with the scenery that's going on in front of him. And he's just, like, having the time of his life just, like, watching this as it's going on. Do you think I could use those three advantages that you have?
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah. One of those, yeah, those sure. Those three advantages definitely in the explosion, the ground shifting and all that kind of chaos, that it shifts just enough so Bale can scurry out from underneath that piece of metal. The ground, yeah. You know, he's got his ears ringing, but he's got a smile on his face as explosions are growing. We go.
All right, cool.
There's a shot of, like, Malincrum looking through the scope and has to sort of close their eyes as the massive flare of light. And, again, there's Bio laughing maniacally, lit by the flame.
Sure, we go back up to the top of the hill, and Malin can see the last remaining few, say, two units of soldiers are still out there. They're just, things are exploding. You can go ahead and take one more shot at these soldiers, see if you can finish them off right now.
You know what? I'm just going to shoot the rocket launcher again just to have fun.
Let's blow some stuff up here. Same roll as before. So that's going to be the four purple. I'm flipping it over. So you got one red, three purple.
All right. Because
you guys been rolling despairs of the day, and I like seeing that kind of stuff happen.
Let's see how it goes.
All dice have canceled.
All dice have canceled out. Wow. Okay. So that...
We have four light sides. Let's start using them.
So the shot is fired off, and unfortunately, this is a dud, and it just slams into the side of the wherever you're aiming the ground, and it just does not explode. It just kind of just hits the ground, and nothing happens.
No. The rocket is flying through the air. But unfortunately, there was a bouncy setting that's like a perfect angle to explode the rocket.
There you go. It explodes in the air above everybody. All right. So we have this explosion happening. These last few soldiers are just having nowhere to turn. Their movers have been destroyed. 70-80% of their forces are gone. And
then, what was the name of the kid again?
Nat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh. And then, okay. And then, oh, hold on, hold on. And then Bale goes, phase three was successful. Nat, phase four.
Yeah, then you guys hear over your communicators. Heck, you know what? Because Nat is an arrogant little prick. It's like on a loudspeaker outside his ship. You just hear the sound of a 12-year-old boy crowing as loud as he can as the ship comes in. And it is Nat Perep and the Losslings piloting the ship he took. And they start just opening fire on the ground, on everybody, just recklessly just shooting and blowing things up. You just hear maniacal laughter over this loudspeaker somehow he put on there, because he's having the time of his life.
We're all maniacally laughing at the same time.
Bale just goes, "That a boy, Nat! That a boy!" as he runs off. Back into the trees.
All right. So, with those soldiers wasted, just destroyed by Nat and the Losslings in their ship. Go ahead, Nemo.
I think there are like three or four that have barely managed to not get blown up. They're limping and they're desperately going to the forest and Bylo is just taking lazy pot shots at them and jeering. "Go on now, lads. I've seen better coordination of a half-blind era mob swap without his tentacles going off. Go, you know, give me a little bit of a challenge," as he shoots right behind them as they go. One of them's holding their arm as they desperately try and escape. And there's just like three dudes that try to make it. Where they will presumably
the cacophony of explosions are slowing down. The debris is being less and less. The last soldiers have either given up or have been taken out by the Losslings. Maybe Bale has pulled out his gun and taking out the last few. And
yeah.
As it gets quiet, the last soldier goes down and Bale looks at his successful mission. He hears on his communicator a soft, low beeping. It's
Pip.
It's just a soft beep. Beep.
Pip.
And as you start to move, the beep gets slightly louder. This is kind of like an old Mandalorian game of hot or cold that I assume they played with like live grenades or something. And
So he starts looking for Pip and he gets on his community. Bylo, where's Pip?
Yeah.
I think I saw him up on the... I'm sorry.
Bylo, what have you done?
This little droid I ever saw.
And he starts running towards... He starts bolting towards the wreckage.
So, Milan, from your position, you can see blown pretty far away from the actual fight is a very damaged, we'll generously say about half a black and gold astromech buried pretty deep into the ground. We'll say about 50 or 60 yards away from the explosion.
The droid you're looking for, I found her.
This is the droid you're looking for.
This is the droid you're looking for.
Oh god, so Bale, somebody's like, Where?
It's like 50 yards north. You can get over there. I don't know what X is doing now, but this sure is it.
So Bale just bolts towards the direction in which Milan points out, and I'm assuming he finds Pip at some point.
Yeah.
He starts, like, pulling wreckage off of Pip. And what does it look like?
Yeah, I would say the lower half of Pip is probably gone. One of the legs has been completely blown off. And it's just, you see the sparks, a little bit of smoke, and its lights are kind of flickering off and on. And Pip goes,
That's great, Pip.
And
that's good.
Then its little chest opens up, and where the usual, the repulsor fist thing he has or whatever, he's out pops like a USB drive.
Pip, you're a hero. Pip, you were always a hero. Now look, I power down and get you out of here, and we're gonna get you fixed up, okay, buddy? You did good. You did real good today, buddy.
And
I am not losing my best friend.
Yeah, and there's like this weak, sad, little excited sound comes as he slowly just powers down, and his light goes off, and he just goes cold.
And Bale proceeds to just start bawling. No, like, seriously. Oh, yeah. It's like, he's crying. He goes, I'm gonna make a roll.
Okay. What are you rolling for?
I'm gonna roll mechanics. Flipping the light side to upgrade that to a green. I want to see how long it would take to get Pip back, you know, back up in commission.
Okay, so you're gonna try to repair him, or I assume you're trying to roll trying to like stabilize him so he doesn't completely like shut off.
Well, I mean, like, if he powers down, I assume that whatever whatever personality
or
preserved, he was able to, like, to me, well, that's what I'm rolling for. I want to see, like, how bad this really is.
Okay.
Right? Is it just something that I could just take him to a shop, get him repaired and upgraded? Because he's definitely getting upgraded out of this. You know, and not have to worry about it? Or is it something where it's just like, oh my god, like, half of this chip just blew up. What do I do? Like, I need to get to a technician so that it could stop, like, the charge.
You want Bale to assess the damage.
Yes. Okay. Assess the damage.
Okay, so you know Pip really well. I'll just make this a regular difficulty of a 2 purple. I'm going to flip a light side point for you as well to upgrade you twice, because this is a really powerful story moment, and I think it needs a double upgrade, because this is a big moment.
All right, cool. 3 yellows against 2 purples.
Mm-hmm.
1 advantage.
Okay. So Bale looks down and knows this is not anything he could do on his own. This is going to require a complete new body, new chassis. There's really no saving the frame, the shell that is Pip.
Yeah.
But he knows that the core, the hard drive, the motherboard, whatever exists, the soul of Pip, wherever that is still intact, but it's going to be beyond his ability to repair. He's going to have to find someone who is extremely talented at, you know, robotics and droid repair. Maybe take it back to Gypham Nark when this is all over, or maybe.
Oh, Gypham is not getting anywhere near my droid. I'm sorry. The way that dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he'll test shit on him. No, thank you.
You'll have to take it to a specialist somewhere after this is all said and done to bring him back. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the frame is completely destroyed. The USB has information on it. You don't know what's on it, but maybe when you guys get back, you guys can upload whatever he got to see what Pip was able to pull off the armored carrier before everything went sideways.
Okay, cool. So I radio Nat. Nat, I need you to bring some people with some really delicate hands. we have one down. And
and you can see that as the freighter that Nat has commandeered kind of just lands outside the smoking wreckage, the door opens up and a bunch of 12-year-olds dressed in different colored like sparring gear. There's kind of, they look kind of like animalistic almost way. There's one that kind of looks like a raccoon. There's a pair of twins that have identical looking armor coming down down the ramp.
Yes. Spangering.
And yes, you just hear them yelling that battle cry of theirs. They just yell Bangarang as they go down to finish off whatever soldiers are left.
Spangarang.
End of episode.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. The best and easiest way you can help the show is simply by spreading the word on social media. If you want to help us in a more monetary fashion, head over to patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to reach out to the show, we can be found on Twitter @flightriskpod and on Facebook.
I think wait, before we go, a couple dozen yards away in the wreckage of the kamikaze ship.
Oh yeah,
we just see the charred chassis of Tuki, and it just goes. What about you? I sacrificed myself. Why don't I get any love?
And then Bale's not gonna. Bale totally forgot about Tuki.
Well, I would assume that Tuki went out.
It's like we glorify the unnecessary. In the history books, we have glorified the unnecessary sacrifice of Pip. Yet Tuki gets no love.
In about 50 years, some Mandalorian history scholar will talk about how Tuki was the overlooked hero of that first Sith siege of Mandalore. there'll be a statue made. Tuki will write a great essay on it in Mandalorian school.